Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Raw Impressions, Monday's music mini-episode.
It's Mini Music Monday in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Mini Music Monday in Melbourne.
18th.
It's the 18th of February.
Is that Monday? No, is the 18th Monday?
No, it's Sunday.
What? Wait, so Monday is...
It's really hard to wrap your head around this time zone stuff. It's really hard.
Well, I'm just saying, since we're recording this on... What day is it?
For you,
17th?
For you, it's Saturday.
For me, it's Saturday. Oh, okay, so yes, Monday will be the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
President's Day.
And I'll be there before you.
That'll be Mini Music Monday.
It's not going to be President's Day for me.
I know. Then you'll already be on Tuesday. This is just crazy. I can't keep up. Oh my gosh. How are you doing down there in Australia?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
We did our second show last night, our two-show stand, Dinosaur Jr., At the North,
are you guys doing the Where You Been album, or is it just regular stuff?
Yeah, Where You Been album. Yeah. We're killing it. We're killing that record. We did a very nuanced performance of that record last night. It was probably the most dynamic Dinosaur Jr. show I've ever played. I don't know if anybody noticed that. I don't know if it came across that way, because it's hard to tell when you play a big old theater with big amplifiers. It's a bit of a struggle, I would imagine. But for me, as a player, it was the most nuanced, like, just really a fine performance, because that record has a lot of songs that can be quiet. We actually played we played one of the quietest versions of Get Me that we've ever played. And I thought it was... And then when we played the songs after that, we just tore it up. We played the craziest, like, pretty punk rock versions of all these other songs after that, really fast. So I really enjoyed myself. Murph and Jay played great. It was really, really fun. And I'm
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Aww.
It was cool.
You're in Australia. How exciting.
Yeah. And then, so Taylor, last night was night two of Taylor's three-night stand.
In Melbourne. Just breaking crazy attendance records.
She's playing to almost 100,000 people a night. And you know what? Wow. I see a lot of them on the streets. When we drove home last night, it was there was just, the sidewalks were lined with women in sparkly dresses, sparkly silver dresses, as if they were walking mirror balls, mirror ball being one of Adele's favorite Taylor Swift songs.
It's true, it is. Beautiful. I'm a mirror song. Ball bitch.
Yep. You're a mirror ball bitch. I got back to the hotel and I was fortunate enough to ride up to my fifth floor, room with two, I'll say girls, they were girls, with huge, one had a Taylor Swift sweatshirt that she had purchased at the show, the other had a t-shirt, and I said, did you go to the show? And they said, it was sick. Meaning, I had to explain this to Adele, that means good. It means it was crazy cool. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so, but...
I didn't know if that meant it was... bad or sick.
No,
like
you haven't
sick.
Heard you
sick
haven't heard the kids say sick. I mean, that's actually a pretty old thing. Sick.
I know,
man.
But
that was a sick
I didn't
move.
Know if in Australia it had the same meaning, you know.
Well, Australia has it's kind of like California. They have a lot of you know, skateboard and surf language that kind of works its way.
I mean, of course I've heard like sick.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, of course.
But I didn't want to assume that I knew the Aussies. Is that what you say? If you're from you're an Aussie?
Aussie. Yeah. So I've only ever spoken to strangers in elevators probably maybe two other times in my life. But
that's really unlike you to actually approach. Or did you say the first thing?
I did. I said, "Did you go to the show?" And then they were like, they said, "Did you go to the show?" And I said, "No, I was playing my own show." And then they seemed interested that I was a musician, but it was a very short ride, so I couldn't really get into it. I said, "No, I was playing my own show." And I said, I feel very lucky that it's crazy to be in town at the same time as Taylor and to experience this.
Timing is wild.
Yeah. And then she's going to be in Sydney when we're in Sydney.
I know. And then, well, since Izzy's too young to hear the podcast, it turns out Dinosaur Jr. and Taylor Swift have the same booking agent.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wild. And
I mean, that doesn't mean a whole lot. I mean, that's not that.
You have a day off, and you could actually go see Dinosaur Jr. You could actually go see Taylor Swift
for $400, which is a real bargain.
That's a steal but. You know, he's not going out of, like, sympathy, solidarity for me and Izzy.
I also, here's the thing. It's like.
you don't want to sit through a 3-hour concert.
I don't want to stand.
Yeah.
And experience that. I feel like, the Eras, the Eras Tour movie, like just watching 3 or 4 songs on that was such an emotional experience that I don't know. It would be truly overwhelming to be in that arena experiencing that, but I would prefer to share it with someone, and I don't know if I could convince Murph to go.
Picturing you and Murph at Taylor Swift,
Dinosaur Jr. That's the other thing is I am playing a silver spark.
I know. Am I manifesting something right now?
I'm playing a silver sparkle stingray bass. And last night I realized like, wow, this is like a Taylor themed bass that I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay, when we started off the show, he was playing his purple sparkled Telecaster. So we started the show all sparkly, and I was like, "Oh, this is relevant because the streets it's sparkling. Melbourne is sparkling for 3 nights." And she's
wow.
I can't believe she's doing like successive shows like night after. She's doing 3 shows in a row, taking on the energy of 98,000 people. That's
I can't
remarkable.
Even comprehend. But you know, I was thinking about it. So she's playing that stadium, and it's almost 100,000 people. How big are the audiences like at like Glastonbury and Coachella when
you're I don't know. They can get big like that. They can get big. Oasis played to they probably played to 100,000 people at Wembley. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. I was just curious. I was like, and I remember when you said you played, you know, opening for
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah. How many people were at that?
I heard 90, but I don't know if that's true or not. Now that I think about it, that was at the Munich.
Wow.
It was at the Munich Olympic Stadium. We opened for the Red Hot Chili Peppers to people who were really waiting for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were
like, who's this dinosaur? But they were
polite.
Business?
I have to say, they were polite. They did not throw they did not throw rocks and garbage at us.
That's nice.
They really sat there and waited patiently for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And that was nice. And that was a cool experience because I watched them build the stage and take the stage down in the course of the day because we had a wonderful view from our dressing room.
And then you got to speak to Flea.
I got to speak to Flea. And while
I just mentioned that because isn't he the other? He's the bass player, right?
Yeah, is he the bass player? He is. he's the bass player, and he was very nice.
Okay,
he's very nice, and he he knows all about music and indie rock and things like that. And
I know is that his wife makes really cool clothing, and I bought a pair of her pants.
She was a was or is a Sebado fan, so that's kind of cool. And that's why.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why he spoke to me, because he was like, my wife really enjoys your music.
So I think you might. Okay.
Think I might what?
Well, I'm like, are you thinking about his wife that he's married to now?
I have no idea.
When was this?
Could have been. Let's just say it's probably a past wife.
Okay.
A past wife.
I just don't. I mean, I'm not saying that his wife now, I think her name is Melanie, is not a Sebado fan. She could be.
Well,
she
it's probably the other one. Let's just say that, because a lot of time has passed. A lot of time has passed.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, anyway, I bought pants
Lives
from his
change.
The wife, Melanie.
Oh, you did?
She's a really cool designer.
Oh, and then also you've purchased a dress from a wife of Candlebox. Is that correct? Is it Candlebox?
Yes.
Yes.
The lead singer of Candlebox. I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natalie Martin.
She makes cool dresses that people compliment you for.
She makes beautiful dresses.
Well, speaking of changes, you know, I have to play. I'm going to play a Dinosaur Jr. song. Adele thought
it is Benny Music Monday.
Yeah, she
I
thought
don't do
it was,
this already.
She thought that I should play a Dinosaur Jr. song, and I thought that was
she?
A fine
Mimi?
Idea. She
yes.
She Adele, who I'm looking at
I'm
right now.
She.
And so I broke a string on my guitar this morning when I was practicing this song, which I was like, this is bad to break a string, because I have no way of getting an extra string. You need to go to bed soon. We're because of this time zone thing.
Yep, you're waking up. I'm going to bed.
It's true. The time zones are really it's a very difficult time zone difference to navigate for us. So
truly.
We have a small window. So I'm going to play the song Left Right. This is one of the first songs that I wrote for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is off of Give a Glimpse of What You're Not.
Is it? I don't know.
I think so.
I can't tell anymore.
Yeah. It also had Love Is that you wrote.
Oh, those were the two. Yeah, this is a song that we actually played live, and Jay played bass on it. This is one of the first songs this is the first song that he played bass live on for my song, and I play guitar. And the second one being Garden, which is currently in our set list.
That's so cool. Okay.
So this is a limited string version of Left Right, but I think it sounded fine. And
cool.
We'll see if I fuck it up. And if I fuck it up, I don't. Whatever. Maybe I'll go back in.
Fuck it up for me, baby.
I'll sneak in a perfect version. But.
Okay. You're doing great, boo boo. You're lovely. You're wicked good.
Wicked.
Wicked. I'm in Massachusetts, and we say wicked.
They say wicked everywhere now, by the way.
Do they?
They do. Wicked. Wicked made the.
Wicked has migrated.
It's crossed oceans. It's like it's everywhere. It's
interesting.
Everywhere. When I moved to Massachusetts, it was only there.
I had never heard Wicked until I lived here.
Oh, really?
Never. I was like, why do people keep saying Wicked?
Wicked is cool. Wicked cool.
Yeah, Wicked cool. It's really good.
It's Wicked.
Sorry.
All right.
Give me the love, baby.
Let me give you the love. Oh, left, right, I made a march of mistakes. I held to my word. I held and reversed. And like left faces right. My
my fate. I'll lie back and
wicked good.
Yeah, with five.
That was sick and wicked good.
With five strings.
Oof. I can only really see three there.
Oh, you see the big three. There's two. There's generally three skinny ones. Generally. There okay. is. It's a six string guitar.
Generally.
But the kind of cool thing is the string that's missing that I broke, the G string, interestingly.
Sometimes the G string can snap.
It's a
tug on that too hard.
There was something a woman said to Jason Lowenstein once early in Sebado. It was like your E string vibrated my G string. It's like the only sexual thing that was ever said to a member of Sebado regarding a performance.
Oh my god.
And the only other thing that would be comparable to that was we played a big show in Boston once at the big theater there, and it's kind of the biggest show that we'd played in Boston. And this woman got up on stage and took off her top and just stood next to me. There's very funny pictures of her just casually standing next to me with her top off. And,
oh my gosh.
But she was like, I vowed to myself that I would take off my top at a Sebado show. And she did. She held true to herself.
Did you talk to her? Did you like?
I did talk to her. I think maybe after the fact, because when she did that, they, you know, the security then felt, you know, obliged to remove her from the stage. Although she was just standing next to me. Just
amazing.
Yeah.
How were her tits?
They were big. I think I had talked to her later, like, hey, I'm the one who took my top off at the Sebado show. And then she kind of told me what the sketch was. And and why she did it. And I think in the course of the
why did she do it?
Because she said to herself, I think she realized that the irony of taking off her top at a Sebadoh show was just irresistible. Sebadoh, and the point being that, like,
I love her. Woman, are you listening to this podcast?
And
Please gently lift a boob up.
Lift a Tammy.
Lift one of those Tammys up. But show me your Tammys.
These were Tammys for sure. Like, that's, I'll tell you. If there ever was
Tammys were on display.
If ever there was a breast that was a Tammy, it was those. I think.
Did she actually take off her top, like, once she got on stage, or did she, like, remove her shirt and then, like, get on the stage?
I don't remember, because I was playing, and generally I'm staring at my fretboard desperately trying to play the correct notes. So, but I think.
Were you aware that someone was standing next to you with their top off?
I did become aware of that. Yes.
Did you like look and go, huh, do I keep playing? Like what
I just looked up. Like I said, it was very casual. It was very casual. It wasn't any kind of like Kid Rock shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, yeah. It was just, you know, it wasn't, you know.
You were like, bend over, let me see that whale tail.
What the fuck is that?
That's a G-string, dear.
Whale tail?
Have you ever heard that? Whale tail?
No, I don't. Is a G-string just a thong? Is it just a thong? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, well, okay, I think I'm not wrong, but I think it's when it's just literally like, maybe like, you know, when it's like a string up your butt crack, literally a string, yeah. And then like a string around the waist, and then maybe like a tiny little triangle fabric.
Yeah, okay. A thong.
Well, no, a thong could also have like a wider like piece of fabric going in your butt crack. But like, to me, a thong is like something that lives in your butt crack. And whereas like a G-string to me is like literally a string in your butt crack.
A thong then would cover your anus, but a G-string would not.
I could say that, like, yeah, a thong might have a little bit more fabric to cover the actual butthole. If we're talking specifics, I don't know. I'm sure I could Google it and be really shocked, but.
I think I'm going to be happy to let this episode go over 15 minutes. This is mega, sure. mega music Monday.
A whale of a Monday. A wicked, sick. Whale tail of a Monday.
Well,
on that note.
And on that note, Mini Music Monday concludes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
And on that note, Music Mini Monday concludes. Thank you for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.